As we have been reporting on KCBS, Charlotte Myard Schultz, San Francisco's chief of protocol who served for decades under numerous mayors, has died at the age of 88 from complications from cancer. For more on her legacy, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil, I had a chance to meet Ms. Schultz at an event a few years ago, and she struck me right away as someone with a larger-than-life presence, even in her 80s, and what she has done with that presence over the years, truly remarkable.
It is, because whether it was a visit from a pope or a president, a championship march down Market Street, inaugurals, charity events, you name it, Charlotte Myard was there. She was even there for the celebration of taking down the Embarcadero Freeway. And while she was known as the chief of protocol, those of us that have worked with her or covered with her, she was always the balloon lady because of those tremendous arcs of balloons that you would see. It was a signature of San Francisco over an event that was maybe two or three stories tall. She would put those together, and it was sort of the mark of it, of San Francisco being out there, civic-minded, civic celebrations that would help put the city on the map routinely in the national eye in a positive way, and she did it all on a volunteer basis.
You know, she was behind so many amazing events, but she was more than a party planner. There was a lot of diplomacy involved here.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, when you have somebody like, you know, the Prince Charles coming to San Francisco at the De Young, you know, you would be surprised. You have the parades, you have the police, you have all of these things that you have to take care of. But on top of that, you got to place people. And you would not believe, or maybe you can just imagine, the egos and the potential pitfalls and embarrassments of sitting somewhere wrong or having the wrong menu when it's a visiting dignitary, all these things. And yet she handled it with this really kind of sense of humor and down-home type of personality. She was from Texas. She came from, you know, working roots. And she was never lost that sort of gritty, you know, street feel to her that could crack a joke even when the worst thing was happening in front of her.
And I'm thinking about the institutional knowledge that she had with decade after decade, administration after administration of service. It's going to be awfully tough for anybody to ever replicate that kind of internal database, if you will.
I think it's going to be hard and possibly impossible to replicate on a number of levels. One, the enthusiasm she brought to anything, like I said, whether it was the Giants winning the World Series or putting the statue, that was one of her passions, of Tony Bennett up in front of the Fairmont Hotel because he left his heart in San Francisco. She was always there, and I'm not sure anybody generationally or has that much interest in those big type civic celebrations. Not just big, she'd celebrate small stuff. I mean, you know, if it was a slow day, she'd say, let's find something to be happy about. And I'm not sure that that's an attitude right now, and I'm not sure if we can replicate the crowds and that feeling. It would be nice to. I would hate to think of, you know, part of this city passing with Charlotte, but, you know, it is a hole that is going to be very, very difficult to fill.
Is there a chief of protocol for the city right now? I don't even know.
Is there a chief of protocol for the city? I know we've got one for the state. Yeah, it was Charlotte.
It was Charlotte.
Charlotte has been the chief of protocol since, I think, the time of Mayor Shelley. I mean, we're talking about decades and decades. So it was Charlotte. And for a while, Arnold had her as chief of protocol for the state as well. And Jerry Brown kept her on because that's just what she was.
What a career and what a legacy indeed. Phil Matier, our KCBS insider.